Hello, my dear friends. You're in the Military with Summary channel, and today we will discuss the situation in the world on the 26th of May of 2026. Today we have a lot of very interesting updates, so let's start. And first we're going to talk about the conflict on the territory Ukraine, and it seems that the next 4, 5, or 6 weeks are going to be very difficult. Because it seems that the Western countries, the Western intelligence forces, the NATO countries, I don't know how to call them, the Western allies, the NATO countries have prepared the plan. They have prepared the plan against Russia, and it seems that several countries are involved into this plan. We are talking about the Baltic states. Most likely something might happen in the area of the Kaliningrad region. We're talking about the situation between Belarus and Ukraine, because something is brewing in this as well. Of course, we are talking about Transnistria, and of course, we are talking about Armenia, because I would like to remind you that the next Sunday, basically almost in 10 days, a parliament elections are going to take in this state. And obviously, the Russians will try to do everything they can with the purpose to replace Nikola Pashinyan and to have pro-Russian prime minister instead of him. So, which means that this is not going to be something similar that we used to see on the territory of Hungary when Viktor Orban was fighting for his chair. This is Armenia. This is basically a part of the Russian defense alliance. This is a part of the Russian economical union, which means, and furthermore, the Russians have 5,000 soldiers on the territory of Armenia, which means that obviously the Russians will fight for the prime minister of Armenia and for this chair. And most likely the European countries, Ukraine, NATO countries will fight for the current prime minister. And for example, right, 10 days before the beginning of these elections, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, arrived in this state. For example, first we received a report that the Armenian foreign minister announced the visit of the U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, to the Republic. A meeting between foreign minister Ararat Mirzayan and Marco Rubio will take place on May 26th, so today, after which a joint press conference is scheduled. And later we start receiving updates on this matter. Here we can see Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Yerevan, Armenia, and here we have first statements made by him. Your entire team here in Armenia are blazing a trail toward a brighter and more independent future for Armenia. We're very happy to be here to show our support for your courage, your vision, and your dedication. And as of the current Prime Minister Pashinyan, during the previous 24 hours, he also made lots of statements, and this is his election campaign, and according to all the statements he's doing right now, we can make a conclusion that obviously he is not a pro-Russian Prime Minister. And once again, I would like to remind you that there are 5,000 Russian soldiers on the territory of this state, and most likely the Russians will involve and will try to affect and to affect as much as possible on the process of elections on the territory of Armenia. And this is the reason, this is one of the most important reasons why the Russians adopted a law on the use of the Russian armed forces to protect Russian citizens abroad. The document establishes the possibility of using the Russian armed forces by presidential decisions to protect Russian citizens arrested, detained, or subject to criminal or other prosecutions by decisions of foreign courts or international judicial bodies in which the Russian Federation is not a party. So if something happens on the territory of Armenia, and we need to understand that something will happen, if, and most likely, there are a lot of people who has Russian passport on the territory of Armenia, so obviously the parliament elections are not going to be calm, most likely something is going to happen, and if everything goes wrong, and probably everything will go wrong, the Russians most likely will use their military forces for some stabilization process. As of now, it's just projections from my side, but once again, the state of Armenia is a very important state for Russia. It's first of all a question of reputation of the Russian Federation. If Russia loses Armenia, this can lead to unpredictable consequences inside of the Russian Federation itself. So most likely the Russians will fight for the state as much as possible as Russia can. At the same time, we see that something is brewing between the Republic of Belarus and Ukraine itself. For example, today pro-Ukrainian sources stated that that Ukraine has identified the first 500 targets in Belarus that will be struck if Lukashenko, the president of the Republic of Belarus, decides to answer the war on Russia's side. And that was stated by commander of the unmanned system forces of the armed forces of Ukraine, Magyar. Another important thing that at the same time, the Belarusians are saying something similar. So the Belarusians are revealing the data on the matter of strikes that were carried out and attacks that were carried out by the Ukrainians. Today, the Belarusian authorities stated that Ukrainian drones are attempting to attack Belarus border infrastructure. According to him, air defense forces daily detect the crossing of the Belarus-Ukraine border by combat drones, as well as their crashes on Belarusian territory. In some situations, these are not random attacks, but attempts to hit elements of the border infrastructure. Once again, I would like to remind you that according to information we have, the Russians have created dense network of retranslators of equipment, of communication equipment along the border between the Republic of Belarus and Ukraine that the Russians use when the Russians attack the territory Ukraine with drones. So most likely, this is exactly what the Belarusian authorities were talking about when they were saying a number of 116 cases of when the Ukrainians were attacking or where Ukrainian drones were falling in the area of such equipment on the territory of the Republic of Belarus. So as you can see now, we have enough of proofs, enough of statements made by both the Belarusians and the Ukrainians that the situation is already ready for the hard phase of the conflict. As of now, nobody is crossing this red line, but obviously that at the same time during the parliament elections on the territory of Armenia, something might happen between Belarus and Ukraine. And obviously this might happen during the next or upcoming massive attack that the Russians are going to carry out within the next days, according to the ultimatum that the Russians issued. Data received from Western intelligence, a red level alert has been issued for a strike on Kyiv, the region, in the next 3 days. So, and most likely the Russians will use cruise missiles and significant number of drones. Western sources and Western media published an analysis on this matter. Russia intends to launch another large-scale combined missile and drone attack on Ukraine in the coming days, and here's what is known about the strike plan so far. What could be used? H-101 missile, Kinzhal hypersonic air ballistic missiles, H-22 cruise missiles, up to 16 caliber cruise missiles, Iskander-M ballistic missiles, and the most important, one from 1-3 Zircon hypersonic cruise missiles. And I would like to point to attention once again that the Russians deployed several Bastion complex in this area, and the Russians used this Bastion complex to attack the city of Kyiv with hypersonic missiles. The Russians used to attack the city of Kyiv using this complex from the territory of Crimea, but the distance then was more than 700 kilometers. And now the Russians are going to attack the city of Kyiv, but this time from Kursk region, and the distance in this case is around 350 kilometers, which makes the past flight probably two times shorter in comparison with the southern road. So which means that the Ukrainians has less chances and less time for the reaction. And was, of course, never forget about the situation in Transnistria, because during the same period of time, during the conflict between Belarus and Ukraine, during the parliament elections in Armenia, and during all these drones flying over the Baltic states, something might happen on the territory of Moldova and Transnistria as well. So four things, four places: Armenia, Transnistria, Belarus, Ukraine, and the Baltic states. And obviously, one of these direction will play. One of these direction is a main direction from the European countries. And it seems that the European countries have prepared some kind of surprise for Russians. And this is the only reason why the Russians issued this ultimatum, because the Russians are trying to tell not just the Ukrainians, but also the Western countries that if something happens, then most likely a big and retaliatory strike will be deployed as well. Now let's move further and let's discuss the situation. And first let's talk about the Sumy direction. During the previous 24 hours, significant changes on the ground were recorded. The Russians, it seems, are going to continue offensive operation in the direction of the city of Sumy just with the purpose to establish complete control over the territory. The sources stated that during the previous 24 hours, clashes, small arms were recorded in the area of the settlements of Ivalzhanska and Pisarevka. It seems that the Russians are trying to break through this defense layer and to answer this biggest, the major Sumy forest. And if Russians are able to answer this forest, they will continue advancing further in the southern direction with the purpose to attack the city of Sumy from the north. Furthermore, according to information we have, the Russians finished the battle for the settlement of Zapsilia. This information today was published by the Minister of Defense and the Group of Forces North, and these are the changes on the ground between the dates. So this is the end of the 24th of May of 2026, and this is the end of the 25th of May, and this is the end of the 26th of May of 2026. The Russians have captured the settlement, and the Russians improved their positions along the perimeter of the settlement, and it seems that the Russians are going to continue advancing further in the direction of Velika Rybitsa. It seems that due to the fact that two settlements in this area collapsed during the previous 24 hours, it seems that the front line in this area is collapsing as well. And the third direction is the northeastern direction, where the Russians, according to the same group of forces north and the Minister of Defense of the Russian Federation, have captured the settlement of Ryazne. And now the Russians control four settlements in this area, and from these positions, the Russians are planning to advance further in the direction of Krasnopolye with the purpose to take this settlement also under complete control. If Ukrainians can lose control over the settlement of Krasnopolye, this is going to be another breakthrough. And the Russians will answer this big Sumy forest from many directions. From one side, this forest could be a kind of problem for Russians, but from the other side, the Russians will be well protected against Ukraine drones. And the distance between, let's say, the city settlement of Ivalzhanska and the settlement of Radkovka, which is a part of the Sumy agglomeration, is less than 7 kilometers, which means that as soon as the Russians enter this big Sumy forest and as soon as the Russians begin concentration of their troops, we can say that the Russians will need probably a month before they are able to get the city of Sumy itself. Of course, everything depends on the level of fortification through this area, but it seems that the Russians believe they may move much faster in comparison with open area and open fields. Now let's move further and let's talk about the Kharkiv direction. During the previous 24 hours, additional changes were recorded in the Bielokolodezh direction. These are the changes on the ground. The Russians just improved their positions along the perimeter of the settlement of Shesterevka, and the Russians continue offensive operation both in the direction of the settlements of Karaichna and Akhrimovka. We believe that in coming days, the Russians will announce complete control over these territories as well. Now let's move further and let's discuss the situation in the Liman direction, where the Ukrainians continue their counter-offensive operation. During the previous 24 hours, additional changes were recorded through the settlement of Glushenkova. Several sources stated that the Ukrainians improved their position significantly in this area and that the Ukrainians continue their counter-offensive operation, just with one purpose: to recapture all these positions and not to allow the Russians to begin the major battle for the city of Liman. As for the situation, very difficult to say what exactly is happening here. We are waiting for additional geolocations, but as of, if you ask my opinion, several days ago, a very reliable pro-Russian source stated that the Ukrainians indeed began this counter-offensive, and the Ukrainians are tasked to force the Russians to fall back from the western bank of the River of Nitrius, and the Ukrainians are tasked to establish complete control over this territory. The Zelensky believes, and Ukrainians believe, that this will allow the Ukrainians to postpone the major battle for the city of Slavyansk and Liman. Meanwhile, the Russians continue bombing and attacking positions of the armed forces of Ukraine in this area using aviation. In this video, we can see several explosions that took place in this area. Lots of explosions in the city of Konstantinovka, lots of explosions in the Liman direction. The Russians attacked the Ukraine's logistics. Now let's discuss the situation in the Kramatorsk direction. It seems that the Russians continue improving their positions on the Ukrainian side of the Seversky Donetsk Donbass canal. And these are the changes on the ground between the dates. The neutral mapper stated that the Russians improved their positions and the Russians began fighting for the stronghold. This is the first thing. And the second thing is that Russians began offensive operation and began encircling the settlements of Malinovka and Tikhonovka in this area. It seems that the Russians indeed are tasked to establish complete control over these two villages, and of course if it happens, then this is going to be a very, very big problem for the city of Kramatorsk, because from this foothold the Russians may try to advance further in the western directions just with the purpose to check and to test the Ukraine's defense. And if the Russians realize that Ukrainians don't have defense at all, they will continue advancing almost till the city of Kramatorsk itself. So everything is possible at this stage of the conflict, because we are entering the most important and we are entering the decisive part of this conflict. And obviously, as many people understand, sooner or later the conflict will be finished, but probably right now it's sooner than later. So obviously we won't see the conflict for the next 4 or 5 years. The conflict will be finished much faster. The Konstantinovka direction. The Russians once again improved their positions along the flanks of the city. So these are the changes on the ground during the previous 3 days. First, the Russians captured the southern part. Then the Russians improved their positions along the western and the eastern flank. And now the Russians continue doing the same. So several cauldrons most likely were created. The Ukraine's defense in this area is crumbling and the Russians continue advancing. As for the Zaporozhye direction, during the previous 24 hours, we haven't received almost anything, just small changes. The Russians improved their positions through the settlement of Gulyai-Poyske, and the Russians improved their positions to the west of the settlement of Charivne. So the Russians began their offensive operation in the direction of the settlement of Mala-Takmachka and in the direction of the city of Orekhov. If or when Ukrainians lose control of the settlement of Gulyai-Poyske, we can start saying that the battle for Orekhov begins not through the city or agglomeration itself, but the Russians, it's already going to be just a matter of time when the Russians get the city. And of course, everything depends on logistics, and the Ukrainians, according to information we have, attacking the logistics of the armed forces Ukraine this area significantly. During the previous 24 hours, additional videos were published on this matter. Lots of fuel trucks, vehicles, armored personnel carriers, and many, many other different military equipment were destroyed by Ukrainians while moving in the direction of the line of combat contact. Zelensky, Ukraine, Syrsky believe that this can allow them to postpone the major battle for the city of Zaporozhye if they destroy the logistics of Russians between the cities Melitopol, Takmak, Berdyansk, Mariupol and Taganrog. And this is exactly what the Ukrainians are trying to do right now. And that's it for today. The Military with Summary channel reminds we condemn any violence in the world. Thank you for your watching. Subscribe to my channel. Put your likes, join my Patreon, and have a good day. Bye-bye.